You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1436.
Don't assume that your sellers know what you can do, because part of your advantages, part of the way that you can sweeten the deal, is to communicate how they will benefit from this deal.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today I'm going to talk about 8 bonus items that you can give to a seller to sweeten the deal, add more value, and make more money. So today I'm going to talk about these 8 things that you can use to sweeten the deal. Why do we want to sweeten the deal? Because we want to do bigger deals. We want to do better deals, and we want to do more of those. More bigger, better deals, which is going to lead to a bigger bank account and more time and freedom in your life. So I got to tell you, in this business, I hear a lot of the same, right? We'll buy your house and we'll buy it as is, and we'll close fast, and we'll pay all the commissions and closing costs, yada, 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 yada. Do you know how many postcards or ringless voicemails or text people get? And I get it. That's part of the business. In any good business, you are going to have competition. Your job, though, is to decide how you are going to differentiate yourself. You must be better. And it doesn't need to be a lot better, okay? Just be a little bit better every single day. And over time, that chasm, that gap is going to be large, and your sellers are going to see it. So I'm going to give you 8 simple things that you could use right now. And some of these you may already do. So if you're like, Todd, I already know this, what I want you to do is have an open mind and be careful on how you phrase this, how you communicate. Don't assume that your sellers know what you can do, because part of your advantages, part of the way that you can sweeten the deal, is to communicate how they will benefit from this deal, to get the splinter that they have in their brain and just pluck it out. All right. So that is part of this. So number one, one of the things that we do to sweeten the deal, we have a lot of sellers who want to move out of their property. Maybe someone passed away and they need a new start. Maybe they're moving out of state, or maybe they just want to upsize or downsize, or there is a divorce. If your seller needs a new place to live, that is a splinter in their brain. And so what you want to have on your team is a good real estate broker, someone who's not going to interfere with your purchase contract, but can help your seller find their next place to live. And so we have a phenomenal broker who helps sellers who want to buy another house or rent another house, help them find another property while in the process of doing business with us. It just makes a lot easier. And a lot of times, again, people are stuck and they're like, oh, well, if I work with Todd, I get to work with Rick, and Rick is going to help me find my next house. It's going to be so easy and seamless. And oh, this is just a one-stop shop. And so even though they could find another broker themselves to find them a house, that's the fact that it comes along with a package. It's just something that just makes it one step easier. So if your seller is looking for a new place, have a good broker that you could have on your team. Number two is leaving everything behind. And now I know sometimes people think, oh, well, I told the seller as is. Well, a lot of times sellers don't know what that means. And a lot of times we deal in what we call hoarder houses. People have a lot of stuff, and in their mind, they feel like they're going to take everything with them and that they don't want to screw you by leaving everything behind. And so if you could communicate with a seller, a great question would be like, hey, let me ask you, is there anything overwhelming about this deal or moving or your stuff that's preventing us from moving forward today? They may communicate, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with my stuff. So I would say, okay, well, let me ask you a question. In an ideal world, if you didn't have to worry about me, right? If you didn't have to worry about me and you wanted to move on to that next phase and be free, right? What exactly would you take and what would you leave behind if you didn't have to worry about me? Well, I'd like to take this bed over here. That was my mom. And that dress over there was my grandfather's. And that little end table there, that was from a gift from my daughter here. And so I want to take those 3 things. Okay. And if you could just wave a magic wand and just leave everything else behind, would that be a benefit to you? Well, yeah. Okay. So if I say that I could do that, right? And you could take those three things and you could leave everything else behind. You don't need to worry about me. I'll take care of it, right? What would be the next step? And all of a sudden their eyes light up. You need to communicate like that. You can't over communicate. So don't assume they know what you're talking about. You also have to get them past, and don't underestimate this, their guilt and shame of what the house will look like when they leave. Okay, so you need to reassure them that it's totally private, you'll handle it, and it's going to be super easy for them. Number three, rent back. Now, a lot of people don't know that they can get the money of their house and they can rent the house back from you or the next buyer, or that they can, you know, stay there for 6 months, right? So if you do that, tell them that. Say, listen, what if you can get your money and stay here? Just make sure that you get a very, very, very good deal with a lot of margin so that you can either buy that deal yourself or pass it to a buyer who's going to pay you for that deal. This one is related. Number four is free rent. So sometimes sellers, they do not want to pay you rent. They can't get over the fact that they have to pay rent on a house that they sold to you for below market value, right? So give them free rent. So I've given sellers sometimes 6 months free to stay in the property, but I've negotiated the deal to build that in, right? So if I, you know, if they wanted to be there for 6 months, I gave them 6 months free rent, but I took what I would have made on that rent and more, okay, and I took that off the purchase price. So don't assume the rent back is the same thing as free rent. People have different lenses in which they look at life. If someone is knowing that they're going to sell to you below market value, they know they're going to give up some of their equity. They may just have a thing that's saying, well, if I get free rent, that's a huge, huge, huge plus, right? That's a good trade. So have that in your pocket. Number five, rapport. Okay. Really, really, really have good rapport. This is a huge separating factor. And what I mean by that is, did you stay in a seller's house for 3.5-4 hours if you had to? And the answer to that should be yes, because you should be shooting for $50,000 deals. If you're making $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, $15,000 deals, it's going to be tough. If you're making 50 G's, making 100K, spend the whole day there. Get a sleeping blanket. Sleep over. Make it happen. Make a friend. They should know, like, and trust you, because guess what? You are trustworthy. You are a good person. I hope you are, if you're listening to this. This one's good. A lot of people don't talk about this, but I say, hey, would you like a 48-hour close? If I could close in 48 hours, you could have the money in your hands in 48 hours, would you be willing to take $30,000 off the price? Now, 1 out of 10 will say no, but 1 out of 10 will say yes. So you always want to have money lined up. You want to have joint venture partners. You want to have private money lenders, which you should be able to get that money between 7 and 10% a year. Okay, that's a whole other conversation. Or really, really good buyers that can close within 48 hours. By the way, you want to have a title company that can make that happen. Most can't. Your strategic advantage is that you're going to find one that can make that happen. Okay, so have that in your arsenal. Don't say, can you do this? Say, how could you do this to your title companies, your closing companies, the lawyers who work in your life? Seven, sometimes a property will not sell because it's got a really, really bad tenant. And so what I love to do, this is like a ninja next level stuff. Let's say that most of your buyers are scared because of, you know, the tenant who's in the property. And let's say that you know you've got a good $40,000 deal, but nobody wants to take it. What I would say is, instead of negotiating a $50,000 discount with the seller, right? And let's say they won't go down in price. Say, Mr. Seller, what if I could give you, you know, by the way, you still have to buy at a good margin, but what if I could give me my number here, but you let me negotiate with the tenant beforehand on their exit? Is that okay? And most likely they're going to say yes. You then negotiate with the tenant and say, look, if I give you 10K to move out, okay, will you move out? If you're making 40, give them 10,000 of your profit, okay? Or if you're making 45, give them 10,000 if 35,000 is your minimum. And make that happen. Negotiate that beforehand. That way you've got a more sellable contract. You got good cash for keys. You still have a good deal from your seller, but you don't need to go further. Okay, hopefully you can do both, but that's an option for you. And number eight, which is my personal favorite, handle probate. A lot of times heirs inherit a property, or they are in line to inherit a property, and they're squabbling on who will pay for the probate process or who is going to handle it, or it's complicated. You need a good probate attorney who can get your deals to the finish line, who can get your deals out of probate, okay, and basically to a place where your sellers can sell to you. Get them on your team and get somebody who will be paid out of escrow, out of closing. Work with the sellers, take them by the hand, have them close the deals. And that is a huge, huge benefit. Most wholesalers out there are saying, okay, get it through probate and then I'll buy it. No, take it through probate, do the process, and you are going to profit in the process. Just make sure it is a big, fat, juicy deal before you get into that. It's going to be worth it. There's going to be some work. But I got to tell you, if you bigger problems, bigger checks. So as a refresher, number one, let sellers know they could leave everything behind. I'm talking the emotional concept. It's okay. They're not hurting you. The neighbors aren't going to see it. Also, have a good agent that you can refer your sellers to. That may be if they need a new place to live. That's not right for everybody. But three, allow people to rent back. Number four, allow people to stay there for free when necessary. Number five, build a really, really, really good rapport. Stay there a long time. Make a friend. People want to trust you. Allow them to. Invest in them. It's okay. 3 hours isn't going to kill your time if you're making $50,000 a deal. Six, have the ability to close in 48 hours for an additional discount. Most sellers will say no. 1 out of 10 will say yes. That will make a big difference. Have the seller let you negotiate with a tenant for cash for keys before you close. Offer the seller a piece of your deal to walk out, right? Or just cash for keys, I'd call it. And number eight, and my favorite, handle probate for your sellers. Find a good probate attorney. Take the sellers through probate. Just make sure you get a big, fat, juicy deal and that your lawyer gets paid on the back end when the property sells, and you will make a heck of a lot of money. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you want to hook up with me in that Facebook group, go to wholesalinginkgroup.com. Hit me up at Todd Toback, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.